So, I live with my boyfriend in a small one-storied house in the suburbs just outside of Bristol, England. Now, my boyfriend is the manager at our local pet supermarket, so he'd oftentimes have to work late-night shifts during the night. Because of his crazy work hours, I was forced to stay home and occupy myself by watching movies on the TV. One night, it was raining heavy and my boyfriend was at work as usual, and I was at home watching a few episodes of The Walking Dead on Netflix. While watching my show, I unexpectedly heard a knock at the door. At first, I thought it was our delivery guy that brings us our groceries every week, so I get my ID and start heading toward the door while putting on my mask. This was during the current pandemic, and my boyfriend and I don't like to go shopping in fear of catching the virus, so we have someone bring it to us. I opened the door, ready to hand out my ID, but was shocked to see some random guy just standing there in the rain. He wore a black long-sleeved shirt, black pants, and he had messy hair, almost homeless. Suddenly, he started abruptly making loud, high-pitched noises. His mouth hung open, revealing several missing teeth, and I saw craze in his red eyes. It startled me at first, but trying to be polite, I asked him if he needed help. But as expected, he gave no response. This guy was clearly on some strong shit. At this point, my adrenaline was rushing like crazy, but I didn't want to be rude and close the door on him. After several attempts of me asking if he needed help, he slowly turned around and walked back away, disappearing into the night, still pouring like crazy. I was a bit weirded out, but I didn't feel threatened and figured this guy was just drunk. I continued to watch my show, and eventually my boyfriend comes home and we call it a night. Fast forward to around 4 in the morning. I was sleeping in my bed when I heard my phone ring. I rubbed my eyes and saw that it was an unknown number, so I could only assume that it was bad news. As soon as I picked up the phone, I then heard the noises. The very same noises from the man earlier. I hung up the phone and blocked the number, making sure that they wouldn't call back. But I have no idea as to how he managed to get my number. That question still haunts me till this day. I still live in that house today, and nothing strange or abnormal has ever happened since. For some context, I'm a 19-year-old female and I just moved out of state and had just started my first semester in college. I didn't live on campus as it basically costed a fortune, so I had to live with my parents until I could afford to move out. One day over the weekend, my parents had left the house for a 3-day vacation, so I had the house to myself. Being only 19 and easily getting bored, there weren't too many things that I could occupy myself with. So I call up my friend who lives just around the corner from me and invite her over to watch some Netflix as we had recently got it. She agreed and came over to my house and we both sat on the couch and watched a movie. About an hour into the movie we were watching, my friend grabs the remote and pauses the movie, saying, "Liz, do you hear that?" It was very faint, but I could just make out a sort of slight metal banging coming from my backyard. I live by a wooded area, so there are a bunch of unwanted critters that look around my backyard. However, the noise sounded as if it were in a pattern. It's the same bang and scraping noise repeated over and over again, and I felt sick to my stomach. Being a very paranoid person who watches too many horror movies, I grabbed my brother's baseball bat from his room while I opened the back door. It was practically pitch black outside, so I couldn't see as to what was making the noise. At first, I thought that it could have been a rat or even a squirrel. But when I turned on the outside light, all of my thoughts as to what it could be quickly vanished. The outside light revealed a man hitting my AC condenser with one of my dad's gardening tools. He was super thin, maybe about 5'8", and he looked like he hadn't seen anyone in years. I lost it and ran back inside, telling my friend that we had to leave through the front, and that's exactly what we did. We ran out of that house so fast and got into my car while my friend was on the phone with the police. All the while, I had been crying my eyes out until we stopped at a nearby gas station so I could calm down. As far as I know, whoever was in my yard that night was gone. The police searched the area, but there was no sign of the person that matched my description. Later, the police told me some very disturbing news. They said that as they were looking around my house, they saw that the door to my garage was wide open and broken down.
My boyfriend was out for a drink in London a few weeks back, and I was looking forward to having a night in. My night was all planned out. Some Netflix, takeaway, open up some wine, and share the sofa with our dog. We have a husky called Lulu who thinks she's a human. Anyway, Lulu and I had a great night, and we retired to bed. Lulu usually sleeps in our bed, but right near our feet. I woke up to Lulu licking my face, barking and pawing at me. This is something she's never done before. I immediately think that she needs to go to the toilet, so I get up out of bed. I can hear this very loud banging going on downstairs. How drunk did Luke get? I think to myself. We get to the top of the stairs, and Lulu pushes me backwards and stands on the stairs, growling. I tried to push past her, but she kept looking back at me and wouldn't let me past. The banging continues. What the hell are you doing? Come to bed right away, I yell down the stairs, hoping that my boyfriend would finish whatever he's doing, come to bed, and I can talk to him about it tomorrow. The banging stops, and Lulu takes a few steps towards the stairs, but is still growling. I get a bright idea, and I go to get my phone, which was charging near the bed, and I ring up Luke, my boyfriend. I thought he might have passed out downstairs, so I just had to wait and hear his ringtone, and follow that to lead me to him.
Hey babe, just turning into the street now. Why are you still awake?
I tell him about the banging on the door, and that I thought it was him. I can hear Lulu growling, and we both agree that this is not normal behavior for her. Luke says that he's two doors away, and we hang up. When he comes in, he tells me to go to bed since it's so early, and we can talk about it in the morning. We all go to bed, except for Lulu, who sits right near the door all night. What we found out in the morning made my blood run cold. The front door was nearly off its hinges. The banging was someone hitting it over and over again, and nearly making their way into the house. We got a new door, and the guy who fit it said that it would have only taken a few more hits, and then the door would have given way. Thank God Lulu woke me up.
So, this happened just a few months ago, and I'm still shaken up as I write this. I'm a female, currently 25, and I just bought my first house with my fiancé in Charleston, South Carolina. The house we moved into was nothing too special. It was just a basic-looking house appropriate for one or two people. One night, My fiancé got called into work as he had an important meeting with his employees to discuss something about customer satisfaction. It was storming outside, and I was feeling tired, so I decided to throw myself on my couch with my dog Crayon to try and find some good shows to watch on Netflix. After looking through an endless page of shows and movies, I eventually settled with American Horror Story, which is the best show in my opinion. Fast forward till about an hour into a few episodes, I start to fall asleep when I was awoke to Crayon barking. I have a German Shepherd. She was a good girl, but she did have a troublemaking mouth. Crayon was looking at the sliding glass door that led out into the backyard. Now, we live right next to a forest preserve, so I dismissed it as her barking at a squirrel or some other critter. However, her barking went from plain annoying to defensive. She then ran to the glass door, jumping on it while constantly scratching, basically trying to break it down while still barking her head off. I got curious and paused my show and went to go see what she was barking at. I took a few deep breaths to compose myself and flipped on the switch to the outside light. And what I saw will forever haunt me till this day. There was someone standing in a black raincoat looking at me, wearing a vendetta mask. It was well into the night, so I couldn't make out any features. Maybe 6 foot tall, an extra build. I closed the curtains and went straight to my cell phone to dial 911. I called Crayon over and hid in my room with him until the police showed up. Suddenly, I hear a loud crash from the living room, and at that point, I knew he had broken in. All the while, I was sobbing, praying to God that I don't die, when I heard sirens in the distance, and at that point, I felt like 1,000 pounds had been lifted off of me. I then hear rapid pounding at my door, along with 2 or 3 people yelling police. I gladly opened the door and tried my best to explain everything, but like in most situations similar to this, the man was long gone. He got away scot-free. The next week, my fiancé and I had to replace the sliding glass door, and we now have a camera security system installed. I still wondered what would have happened to me had Crayon not been there to alert me. This happened to me a few years ago when I was 25 years old, and this is by far one of the scariest and unexplained encounters I've ever had. It is absolutely true, and it's something that I just had to share. I live in a terrace house, which is basically multiple houses combined together, forming that of an apartment. It's not the best place to live in, but my parents wanted me to move out, and this was one of the only few locations that I could afford monthly rent. I live in Los Angeles, so it's expensive as hell, and without a lot of money, you're basically either struggling financially or living on the streets. Anyway, I had just gotten home from work after a long day's shift and needed time to myself. Being the big couch potato I was, I threw myself onto my couch and watched some Netflix with my cat until my fiancé got home. I have a peach-colored American short-haired cat named Gus, and he's actually my emotional support animal to help me cope with my anxiety. So I'm sitting there, watching Orange Is the New Black with my cat, when he suddenly starts meowing repeatedly. Even though it's something all cats tend to do, I found the behavior very strange, as my cat never meows unless he wants food. But seeing as he was already fed not too long ago, it didn't make any sense. All of a sudden, his meowing turned into high-pitched hissing while arching his back. The hair on his back also began to stick up. At this point, I didn't know how he had gotten so scared. And that's when I realized that he was looking at the bathroom door in the hallway. My heart sank into the pit of my stomach as I realized something must have startled him. The door to the bathroom was shut, but I quietly tiptoed over to the door and put my ear to it. And that's when I heard it. A loud bang hit the door, and I grabbed Gus and took him outside of my apartment down to the lobby. At first, I figured that my boyfriend was messing with me in the worst way possible, but he had claimed that he was still at work when I called him. With no other option, I call police and they have two cars over within 5 minutes. Two of the officers questioned me while the other two went to go check in my apartment. When they got back, they had some very odd news to share with me. They had gone up to my room and searched my entire apartment, but didn't find anyone. This was technically impossible, as I had locked the front door when I heard the noise, so whoever was there couldn't have left. I don't know if it was an intruder or something paranormal, but I knew that my mind wasn't playing tricks on me as my cat had gotten startled. One thing I do know is that I wasn't alone in my apartment building that evening.
I never even met him. I didn't know his name or face. I was blissfully unaware of his very existence. I will never know why or when it started. I'm glad for that, I guess. I moved into my very small apartment in February of last year. My landlord, Olivia, was a sweet older woman who would cook too much food and bring me leftovers. She was great to me, even after I told her my problem. I'm antisocial, but she didn't mind renting to a reclusive young girl who reminded her of her daughter. Every few weeks, she would knock on my door and then leave, letting me know she was leaving something for me. I loved that. Not even my family would cook so well. The next morning, I wash and leave her empty containers outside my door, and by an hour or so, she would come back and take them away. My other neighbors seemed fine, but I never really talked to them. I work from home, so anytime I was ever forced to go out, I rushed out and into my apartment, avoiding an uncomfortable situation. I loved living alone. It was everything I hoped for. I could just breathe. By April, though, I started noticing things were not right. Things were moving, or plain disappearing. I was convinced it was just anxiety, caused by my new medication and the move. Another side effect was that it made me so drowsy. Since I hated seeing the doctor, I just dealt with it. I took naps during the day now, and eventually stopped caring. That is, until one incident doubled my paranoia. Olivia brought me some sort of Greek tossed salad for lunch one day, and I enjoyed it with my friend, Netflix. I fell asleep in the middle of Portlandia, and I woke up that evening at 5 p.m. per usual. What wasn't usual was that my bedding on the opposite side of me was disturbed. I only sleep on my right side, always. Even more, it felt warm. My first thought was that I must have rolled around a lot, but I knew it was too odd to dismiss. I got up and I searched my apartment, gripping my phone with 911 typed in. Nothing else was disturbed. Everything was exactly like it should be. I let it go. For the next 2 weeks, everything was normal, pardon the occasional misplaced shoe or drawn back shower curtain. I thought about telling someone, my parents, maybe Olivia, but if it's not life or death, I'm not reaching out to anyone. I wasn't scared. I was nervous, perhaps a little stubborn as well. But I stayed. I'm not letting some stupid anxiety ruin my lovely, lonely world. May came, and it was getting worse. My underwear, toothbrush, hell, maybe even my food was being misplaced. Every time I woke up, there was some strange odor in the air. I finally realized this won't go away if I keep ignoring it. I called up my mum, and I begged to come and stay for a few days. When I got home, I told them everything. Saying it out loud solidified any creepy suspicions. That weekend, my dad went to my apartment, and what was found was true horror. Written all over the walls was, "Come back, baby, please." He ran out and called the police. There was no one living in my apartment, but someone definitely had access besides me. The investigation revealed a man, Henry, the son of my landlord Olivia, was in a projected relationship with me. They showed me his confession on tape. He admitted coming into my apartment every night and every day with his mother's extra key. He claimed that we were in love and that he had my permission. He drugged his mother's food that she left out for me, which of course caused my drowsiness, and he would let himself in, watch me sleep, touch my hair, and kiss my shoulder. The leftovers in the fridge were tested and confirmed that suspicion. I was absolutely horrified and disgusted. A man I never knew existed collected my hair, clothes, and trash, and practically lived in my apartment for 4 months. So, basically, my boyfriend and I live in a flat together, and he's an area manager for a main chain restaurant in England. His job takes him to at least 5 to 8 stores, and sometimes he has to stay late. Sometimes he doesn't get in until around 3 a.m, so I usually sort of wait up for him to make sure he's alright, if he wants me to run him a hot bath, and if he wants a coffee or anything. So, I get the usual phone call from him saying, "I'm on my way home. I'll be home in an hour. If I drop call you when I'm closer, can you get a bath running for me, please?" I say sure and hang up. Now, our block of flats has this security door that always gets locked at 10 p.m, and as long as you have a main entry key, you're free to come and go without worrying about the door. I'm nestling down to watch some Netflix, with a cup of tea and a cheeky biscuit, when I hear our buzzer to our flat go off. Now, someone outside the main entrance is pressing my number, and I have to press a switch from the inside of my flat that will open the main security door and let them in. I think to myself, it's probably just someone who's forgotten their key and pressed my number quickly. I try to shrug it off. I pause the film I'm watching, and I wait. The buzzer rings again, stops, and then rings again. It sounds like someone is deliberately putting their finger on it and holding it down. Now, our flat is on the second floor, and from our bedroom, we can look down and see who's at the main gate. I jump up, go into the room, and slowly peek to see who's there. I saw 5 well-built, stocky men. This is 2 a.m. What the hell are they doing here? Why the hell are they ringing my buzzer? It suddenly becomes clear to me that whoever they were, they clearly didn't live here because they didn't have a key. While peeking at them, I clearly see the front guy put his hand up and press my buzzer. Flat number 4. He's not even touching the other buttons, just mine. Half of me wants to pick up my flat phone and be like, "Seriously, get lost. I don't know who you are or what you want, but I will call the police." And then the other half of me doesn't want to give away that I'm a girl. It sounds silly, but I'm 23 and I'm quite small. I grab my phone and I ring my boyfriend straight away. He says something like he's 45 minutes away and will be there as soon as possible, but he will call his dad, Luke, who's a policeman, to come over and wait with me. While I'm on the phone, the buzzer is still going. He tells me to just keep peeking at them and to see if I can make out any distinguishing features. After what seemed like ages, my boyfriend's dad turns up, and I see him walk straight up to the guys and start a conversation. My boyfriend's dad already has a security key. We gave him one in case we were ever locked out, and he opens up the door to my flat. Straight away, he runs over to me and makes sure I'm fine. We're sitting down, having a cup of tea, and I ask him what was said and what was happening outside. He says he walked up to the main door, and the conversation went like this. They said to him, "Hey man, do you live here? Do you think you could let us in?" Luke replied with, "Well, clearly if you don't have a key, you don't live here, so no. Who are you supposed to be seeing?" "Well, my main girl lives in number 4, and she's gone to sleep. You know how late it is. These are my friends, and they don't have anywhere to stay. And I haven't got a key. So, how about you let us in?" That's funny, because my daughter lives there. "Oh yeah? Shit, dude. Well, how about letting us in, and we can go and see her together?" Luke said, "Right. Now I don't know what you're planning to do, but seriously, stay the fuck away from these flats. You clearly don't live here. If you ever come here again, I will personally arrest each and every one of you wankers. Now fuck off and go home, because I swear to God I will beat the shit out of you guys so bad no one will recognize you." And with that, the group of guys took off, and Luke managed to open the door freely and get in.